Next week, voters in Troy will decide on a public library budget proposal that includes a 6.2% increase to the tax levy. The Troy Library's 2020 operating budget's increase is expected to add $4 to the average residential property tax in the city. Library Director Paul Hickok says the Information Center has several needs that are driving the increase in the more than $1.3 million spending plan.
Our library has been a bit short of funds ever since it became a district back in 2010. Right now, the things that we're concerned with are book and materials budget, which has been sort of historically low. Also, we are concerned about building maintenance and repair. We have two buildings, both of which are over 100 years old, so we have increased those line items somewhat. But also, we're concerned about our salaries. Here at the library, we have been lower than regional and state averages for library employees. What that does is it sort of results in a higher turnover of staff here. So we have increased salaries. We have a new salary schedule that does increase salaries. We also are facing increases in health insurance.
Hickok says this year a project at the Lansingburg branch was completed with a state public library construction grant of $210,000 to replace or restore all the windows in the building, as well as replace all three entrance-exit doors and rebuild and improve access to the basement.
We are now in the process of starting a new grant cycle for work here at the main building. A lot of it is masonry work that needs to be done. And that grant was initially $208,000 plus $125,000 from a SAM grant.
Hickok adds grants are usually matching grants on a dollar-for-dollar basis, noting that if the budget isn't approved, the library would have to use the current budget.
We would have to operate at the current level. We would not be able to implement an improved salary schedule, we would not be able to purchase additional materials, that kind of thing.
108th District Democratic State Assemblyman John McDonald, who has helped the Troy Library secure grants, says the vote comes at a critical time when public libraries nationwide are expecting an uptick in people using library services, specifically internet access, during the coming census, which will largely be conducted online for the first time.
And obviously, we want our communities to be stand up and to be counted and to be heard loud and clear. And by providing resources to help the capital expenses of the library, from my perspective, it's a good use of public funds. It's sensitive to the local taxpayers. And at the same token, helps make sure that we have a safe and welcoming environment, which is going to be critical for success for the census.
Troy's library budget vote and trustee election will be held from 12 noon to 8 p.m. September 24th at the Main Library and Lansingburg branch. The proposed 2020 budget is posted at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.